Cold temperatures occurred across portions of the Midwest again this morning, with freezes common in Wisconsin and Michigan, while we saw frost reach down into central portions of Illinois and central sections of Indiana, as well as much of Ohio. Most of the freezing temperatures today were in those northern parts of the region, but there was a small pocket of freezes that occurred just north of Indianapolis between there and the Michigan border, where temperatures were as cold as 28 degrees. Some of the extremes this morning reached down to as low as about 26 in parts of Wisconsin and interior central sections of Michigan, but most of the temperatures were in the range of 28 to 32 degrees. Most of the wheat across the northern portions of the Midwest was not far enough advanced to be seriously hurt by the kind of temperatures that occurred this morning. Certainly the cold burned back vegetative growth once again. The crop has been beat up a number of times by waves of coolness that have moved across the region in recent weeks. We'll continue to see some adverse weather occur later this weekend as yet another wave of cool air drops across the Great Lakes region, but this one will be different. This one will not be able to produce much more than some frost, and the temperatures will mostly be in the 30s. We don't expect that event to get very far south of the Great Lakes region either. Most of the Midwest is poised to move into a period of not only warmer weather, but also wetter conditions. Already rain has been increasing in the northern U.S. plains and parts of southern sections of Canada's prairies. As we move forward through the next full week, we'll likely see rain waves move one right after the other across the northern and central plains into the heart of the Midwest. A lot of the precipitation may not be heavy, but its frequency will be high enough to slow down field work in a general way. Some areas will become a little bit too wet, perhaps. It looks like the focus of that will probably be on the region from portions of Missouri into a small part of southern Michigan, including a fair amount of Illinois. And if you recall, most of the Illinois-Indiana areas southward into the Delta and into the part of the southeastern states has been a relatively dry here in recent weeks, and well below average precipitation has occurred. So a short-term bout of saturated soil and perhaps delays in field work might be worthwhile, since it will help to improve the moisture situation so that crops can fall back on subsoil moisture during the drier days of summer when we run into a lack of moisture. The temperature bias across the Midwest is expected to trend a little bit warmer as we move forward now in time. I don't believe we're going to see much in the way of unusually warm conditions, certainly nothing like the heat which occurred earlier this week across the southwest Corn Belt into the southern plains. These areas did get temperatures rather warm, but we will not be seeing that again for a while. In fact, our temperature bias is probably going to be something a little bit more seasonable for a while. We'll be looking at highs often in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest, but this will occur mostly in the second half of next week. The nearer term forecast temperatures are not nearly that warm, with readings running mostly in the 50s and 60s, and we'll probably see the start of the warmer weather evolve rather gradually as we move into next week, mainly because of all the rain and cloudiness that will be around. Our low temperatures at night will likely start off in 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, but as time moves along, we'll see 40s and 50s becoming more common. Already, there'll be some 50-degree temperatures near the Ohio River and in parts of Missouri as early as Monday and Tuesday mornings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.